124, 2, 2, 4. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? We'll just sing the first two verses before our program commences tonight. 224, verses 1 and 2. Boys and girls, for leading us in the first item of praise in the service. We're all going to turn to hymn 666, 666 as our opening hymn of praise. And we're going to stand and worship the Lord together by Cool Siloam, Shady Rill, How Sweet the Lily Grows. And we're going to sing this and after the note. Let's stand and sing.
Thank you.
want to commit our meeting to the Lord in prayer. We'd ask each one to join together with us in prayer and seek the face of God for the help for the boys and girls, but most of all for the Lord's presence tonight in our meeting. Let's all pray. Our gracious and eternal Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence in the name that is above every name, the name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the wonderful privilege we have to approach the throne of grace and for the access that we have because of what Christ has done upon the cross of Calvary. We thank thee, Lord, for the open door. We thank you, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And we pray, O Lord, tonight in this meeting, that boys and girls, moms and dads, grannies and grandas, visitors to this congregation, will come to Christ, the open door, will enter into salvation, will enter into peace with God, will know their names written in heaven, will know for sure that whenever they leave this scene of time, it'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Lord, thou hast told us to prepare to meet our God. We pray, Lord, tonight this will be a meeting of preparation when souls will prepare for eternity. We pray to this end, Lord, that thou wilt undertake for every aspect of this meeting. We pray, O Lord, you'll bless the boys and girls as they sing and as they recite and as they read God's precious word. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts were thrilled this morning when we heard them speak the name of Jesus and all of his praise. We pray, Lord, that you'll just help them to magnify the Lord and that each little one who sings about the Savior will come to know him as their own and personal Lord and friend. We pray, O Lord, that not one of these little ones will be found out in the world, but, O Lord, we covet them for thee. And while young in life, the Savior will find them and bring them on to himself. Pray, O Lord, that you'll bless each of the teachers that are sitting among the children. Thank you for their faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for their instruction over another year. Pray you'll bless them, Lord, even over the summer. And, Lord, bring them back just full of zeal for teaching boys and girls the things of God. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless the superintendent as he leads his work. Pray you'll give him wisdom in the days that lie ahead to guide this work aright spiritually. Pray, Lord, for this congregation. We do thank thee for each child represented. And we pray for the families they come from. Pray, Lord, you'll bless each home. Amen. Lord, that you'll bless it practically with safety, with wisdom and making decisions. But above all, Lord, we pray that each home represented here tonight will be blessed with salvation. Oh, Lord, unite families in Christ, we pray. Save moms and dads. Pray, the Lord, you'll shut the last one in with Christ. And even tonight, they'll hear words whereby they can be saved. Bless our brother, Reverend Thompson. We thank you for him. Thank you for bringing him in safety once again. We pray you'll bless him, fill him with thy spirit. And may tonight each one leave here knowing that they have heard the Lord. And, O Lord, we pray that thy presence will be so real and thy voice will be so clear that we will leave this meeting tonight and testifying that we have a wonderful Lord and a very present Savior. We pray, Lord, you'll bless those who can't be here tonight. We do remember those of our church family who are ill at this present time, those who are lying in hospital beds and in nursing homes, those who are at home recovering from operations. We pray for those who are mourning tonight, those who in this past few weeks have buried loved ones and said goodbye to those whom they hold dear. And Lord, thou knowest the heart and thou knowest the pain, Lord, and we pray that thou wilt come and put thine arms around about them, and may they know around about and underneath the everlasting arms of a loving God. Thank you, there's no friend like Jesus. All our sins and grace to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Lord, bless us as we go out into another week. Pray that God's people will live for thee. Pray, O Lord, as we go out into the community this week, to the Bible clubs, that thou will go with us. Bless each work and an effort in the gospel. Lord, save souls this week, we pray. And we ask you, Lord, that everything done in this congregation will be done for the glory of God and for the extension of the kingdom. Thank thee, Lord, for thy goodness to us. Cover this place in the precious blood and give us a wonderful time in thy presence, for we ask these things in our Savior's precious and holy name. Amen.
We do want to bid you welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining with us on this very special day, our Children's Day. And I pray that the Lord will minister to your heart and that even through the words and the lips of a little child, that is the word of God says, a little child shall lead them. And may many be led to the Savior, led to the cross, even through the ministry of song and recitation and the reading of God's word from the lips of our children. We're going to ask senior girls to come now. At the commencement of our service, we want you to just be still and know that he is God. That's what he says in his precious word. Be still and know that I am God. Let's worship the Lord tonight, and we're going to ask Lisa Vance and Rachel Brown and Hannah Vance and Poppy Clemens and Olivia McKee, and they're going to minister in song now to us, just simply entitled, Be Still. May God help us to do that and honour the Lord even at the commencement of our service of worship. Indeed, for ministering to us, be still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. And now we come to a recitation, and it's simply a resting time. And we're going to call upon Susanna Brown to recite for us a resting time. You know, the Lord says to his children sometimes, come ye apart and rest a while. Susanna.
Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. I laid it down in silence, this work of mine, and took what had been sent me, a resting time. The Master's voice had called me to rest apart with Jesus only, echoed my heart. I took the rest and stillness from his own hand, and felt this pleasant illness was what he planned. How often we choose labour when he says, rest. Our ways are blind and crooked, his way is best. The work himself is given, he will complete. There may be other errands for tired feet. There may be other duties for tired hands. The present is obedience to his commands. There is a blessed resting in lying still, in letting his hand mould us just as he will. His work must be completed, his lesson set. He is the higher workman. Do not forget. It is not only working, we must be trained. And Jesus learned obedience through suffering gained. For us, his yoke is easy, his burden light, his discipline was needful, and all is right.
Amen. Thank you very much indeed. And you know, we live in a world of turmoil, and how important it is to just come apart and just rest and know that whatever the Lord's doing in our lives, he's doing right. As for God, his way is perfect. Sometimes we don't see that if you're walking that, perhaps that valley experience. You don't perhaps understand, but just rest in the Lord. And thank God all will be well. Now we're going to ask the Tiny Tots to come. And they always look forward to the Tiny Tots, and they're going to minister to us this little hand. And of course, they're speaking about the hands, and then the eyes, and then their ears, and then their feet. And of course, there's always a message in all of these things, and the Tiny Tots are going to just give us that message this evening. And we're so delighted to have these boys and girls with us this evening. We thank God for the privilege that God gives us to point these little boys and girls to the Lord Jesus Christ. And our earnest desire and prayer is that God will take these children and that the Lord will speak through them tonight and even use them for his honour and for his glory. And so they're going to minister to us in song. This little hand, listen carefully to the message that they have got to bring to us right now. So you know they know their left hands, and they know their left feet, and their right ears, and their right eyes. So therefore, they certainly are well looked after. Thank you very much indeed, boys and girls, for ministering to us even in that little song this evening. And now we're going to ask our sister Alison Brown is going to come, and she's going to recite for you, and she's going to recite the Romans chapter 12, some verses from this, and the boys and girls learn this in the Sabbath school. So listen carefully as she recites Romans chapter 12.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in the one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Or ministry, let us wait in our ministering. Or he that teacheth, on teaching. Or he that exhorteth, on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honour preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed. And certainly it's good to recite and get the word of God written in your heart. And I pray that God will even use it as it has been spoken by Alison. Now the boys and girls are going to sing some of their choruses. I'll let you get ready now. Be bold, be strong, and sing to Jesus Christ our King, Jesus and others in you, and faith as small as a mustard seed. Boys and girls, get ready now. Let's hear you sing. Mustard seed faith, and thank God it can remove mountains. And now we're going to have a trio, and we're going to call upon Rebecca Davis and Sarah Semple and Jemima Brown, and they're going to sing for us, "This Is My Father's World." Thank God when we look at the great creation that God has given us, the beauty of the mountains, the beauty of the seas. Thank God we can rejoice in what God has given to us. O Lord my God, how great thou art. This is my Father's world.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening ears, all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and and the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world, He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear Him pass, He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world, oh let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems of so strong, God is a ruler yet. This is my Father's world, the battle is not done, Jesus to death shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. This is my Father's world, the battle is not done, Jesus to die shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you very much indeed, and we so appreciate these young ladies ministering to us in song. We thank God for them, and we pray that God will richly bless them in their lives. This is my Father's world, and thank God my Father is in control. My Heavenly Father, the hymn writer says, my Heavenly Father watcheth over me. And now we're going to have a recitation, and we're going to call upon Jimmy Campbell is going to recite to us. Now I believe there was to be someone else joining Jamie in this originally, but he has been very brave in that he's been standing in for both, and we deeply appreciate this, Jamie, and we trust that the Lord will bless you even as you recite to us. And maybe you want to take that microphone there in your hand. That'd be better, maybe. Right?
Stand in the gap. Stand in the gap, dear brother, and work for God while you may. For the time will come, dear brother, when all shall have passed away. The world is ever calling with all its pleasure store, but they are only fleeting, and soon will be all o'er. So stop and think, dear brother, and serve your Saviour King, for only loyal service true happiness will bring. And when the warfare is over, and all the fighting done, the trials o'er forevermore, the crown of victory won. We do not work for silver, nor do we strive for gold, but for the love of Jesus, let us be true and bold. And count our many blessings that come along each day, the joys are more than sorrows along the pilgrim way. So be it hard or easy, give us the grace, dear Lord, to follow thee more fully and trust thy precious word.
Amen. Thank you very much indeed, and we deeply appreciate Jimmy for doing that, and certainly does remind us that we're to count our many blessings that come along each day, the joys are more than sorrows along the pilgrim way. Now we're going to have a group of small children, small girls, and they're going to minister to us. and they're going to sing for us Happy Little Children. I'm going to call upon Ella Mitchell and Holly Rainey, Charlene Miller, and Mia O'Hagan and Lucy McGuckin. And we're delighted that they're going to, they're happy little children, and we're delighted that they're happy, because the Bible tells us, be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. And so we've got this team of happy little children that are going to minister to us in song.
Happy little children, happy all day long. Do you know the secret of our happy song? We love Jesus and he loves us so. That is why we're happy. Of our blessed King. Happy little children, joyously we sing. We love Jesus and he loves us so. That is why we're happy, his love we know. Happy little children, on this holy day, would you know the reason? Listen what we say.
Ella and Holly, Charlene and Mia and Lucy, and we thank you for that group of happy children. Now we have the scripture readings. Get your Bibles open, please, and we're going to call upon Dawson McKee to read to us from God's precious word in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. So get your Bibles open as Dawson reads to us from God's precious and God's holy word.
This reading will be taken from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 to the end, commencing to read at verse number 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body. What ye shall put on is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for the raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen.
Thank you very much indeed, Dawson. You know, Dawson's reading the scriptures tonight, and Mark Clemens is reading it this morning. I was noticing, Mark, you had a good grip on both sides of the pulpit. That's the way a preacher does. And, you know, I was just thinking this morning, as Mark was reading the scriptures, have we got preachers in the making? God grant we will. And I just watched you. You're clearly gripped onto there. And maybe you've seen that's what the way the preachers get hold of when they're ever just getting fired up and getting ready to get going. That was good, the reading of God's precious and God's holy word. Now we're going to have a junior group, and they're going to sing for us, Growing Up for Jesus. And that's an important thing, of course, for children to grow. And that's, of course, the natural development. Little boys and girls coming into the Sunday school, and then it's no time that they're going out on the other end and into Bible class, and they're growing up. But of course, what we want to do is this, that boys and girls are growing up for Jesus and growing up in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's our earnest desire, that every one of these little children will most of all, more than anything else, no matter about worldly attainment, that they will come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and know him as Savior and Lord. Growing up for Jesus. Let's listen to them.
Truly blessed in his marvelous welcome, in his arms our rest, in his truth our treasure, in his love our rule, growing up for Jesus in our Sunday school, growing up for Jesus, growing up for Jesus, in his truth our treasure, in his love our rule. Not too young to praise him singing as we come. Not too young to ask him when he calls us home. Growing up for Jesus. Growing up for Jesus. In his truth our treasure, in his love our rule. Growing up for Jesus in our Sunday school. Growing up for Jesus, learning day by day how to follow onward in the narrow way, seeking holy treasure, finding precious truth. Growing up for Jesus in our happy youth. Growing up for Jesus. Growing up for Jesus. In his truth of treasure,
much indeed. And do pray, take these little ones upon your heart, and as they're growing up, pray that God will put his mark and stamp upon their lives, and most of all that they might know his wonderful salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you, Growing Up for Jesus. That's our junior group. Now we have a recitation, and we're going to have the Roman Road. And of course, we'd ask the those that are taking part in that, Katie Mitchell and Charlie Campbell, Emily Caskey, Scott Redfern, Evan Johnson, Andrew Neeson, Adriana Davis, Rebecca Paul, and Joel Hamilton. And they're going to bring us that wonderful message on the Roman Road. You say, well, what is that? Well, you know, every Christian should have this already ready for any time. And someone say, how can I be saved? How can I know the Lord? Could you point me to Christ? Well, the way you do it is you take them to the scriptures on the Roman Road, and therefore this is so important. So listen very, very carefully as they would minister to us concerning the book of Romans and what the gospel says to us.
All by nature are doomed to die, so saith the Holy Word. Welcome, therefore, the joyful cry, there's life in the risen Lord. The following verses of Scripture are all found in the book of Romans and have been used to lead many sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Roman Road. God declares all people as sinners. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 10.
We have all broken his law, for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
The punishment for sin is death. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all sin. Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
God has made a way to be safe from sin by his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 23.
God showed his love by sending the Lord Jesus Christ to die to take our punishment. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
God will save anyone who turns from their sins and seek him in Jesus' name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 13.
When a sinner is saved, they will tell others about their Saviour, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Amen.
And that is the important Roman road, to be able to tell boys and girls, mummies and daddies, God's way of salvation. Thank God, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God there's not a doubt about that through lips even of these little children. And now we're going to have a duet, and these two young men are going to come to sing for us, and that is Kai Elliott and Rhys Campbell. And they're going to sing in the same wonderful way. I was saying this morning, an actual fact that we could have, here's two young men, and you never know where the Lord will take them. Because one could be standing in as Reverend McKee gets older and singing, and the other could be standing in for myself. And so therefore one could be Reverend Ryan, the other one can be the Reverend William. And so therefore, let's hear them as they sing for us right now in the same wonderful way. And thank God that's what we want them, just to keep singing and to keep presenting the same wonderful way.
God delivered Daniel from the lion's den with no struggle and no strife, and he gave him victory over wicked men who had sought to take his life. In the same wonderful way, in the same wonderful way, God can still answer prayer and show his mighty power. In the same wonderful way, Paul and Silas in the jail of Philippi, they would not defeated be, but at midnight prayed and sang to God on high. Soon an earthquake set them free. In the same wonderful way, in the same wonderful way, God can still answer prayer and show his mighty power. In the same wonderful way, through the ages, when the saints in faith would pray and for God's blessing plead, he responded, sent an answer on his way that would fully meet their need. In the same wonderful way, in the same wonderful way, God can still answer prayer and show his mighty power. In the same wonderful way.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much indeed. That was good. In the same wonderful way. I want to bid you all welcome in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming and joining with us in our Children's Sunday. We pray that God will bless you and that these boys and girls will be a blessing to you even as they continue to minister for the Lord this evening. Can I say a word of thanks to Roy and the rest of the teaching staff for the wonderful work that they do amongst our boys and girls. And we thank God for them, and we pray that God will richly bless them and the teachers, and use the teachers mightily, even to be a blessing to the hearts of the children that God has given us in this place. Perhaps you know of some other boys and girls around the district, and they have not a Bible-based teaching of the Word of God. Let me tell you, that's what they'll find on the hill. And if you know them, please send them along, and we'll be delighted to take the Word of God and just use it in the name of the Lord Jesus for the honour and the glory of the Saviour's name. Immediately after the service this evening, the boys and girls are going over into the complex to some light refreshments over there. Parents, you can just wait for about 15 or 20 minutes and then collect them and take them home. I think you appreciate just them being under a lot of tension today, and so therefore it's just nice to be able to just get out and get over there into the complex and to have a bit of friendship the one with the other. We thank you. And thank the parents for your patience and send them along for their practices. We deeply appreciate, and I believe tonight that has been the reward of them even coming this evening. I want to make the necessary announcements as quickly as I possibly can. Could I say to those that are the workers and the Children's Day or the Bible Club, the five-day Bible Club, if they please meet after those that are doing that for the 5 days, Monday to Friday, meet immediately after the service this evening. We would appreciate that if you possibly could do that. Could I also mention the Bible Club, the five-day Bible Club, and that is in the different towns in this district. We have Castle Dawson, we have Clockram, we have Macarrah and Tubbermore. And therefore, do please remember these and pray that God will bless in these different meetings for the Bible Club. And may the Lord use all those that are working to the glory and the honour of the Saviour to be indeed a challenge, a blessing, even from the Lord himself. That is Monday through to Friday, the 7th to the 11th of July. Then on Tuesday, we have at 2:30 the Senior Citizens Meeting, and our Brother McKee will be speaking on the 12 tribes of Israel, and that will be an important meeting for our seniors on Tuesday at 2:30. Then on Thursday evening at 8 o'clock, we have the prayer meeting and Bible study. Come and gather with us around the Scriptures, and we know a deep sense of the Lord's presence, and then before the throne of grace in prayer on Thursday evening. And we welcome the people of God to come and join with us on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. On the Lord's Day, as you know, up until the first Sunday in September, there's a little break in our Sabbath school for the boys and girls. But do please remember the Lord's Day. Remember Sunday by Sunday, come to the Lord's house. If you're here, do please be amongst the people of God, both morning and evening, in the services. Now, we have a time of prayer at 11:30 on the Lord's Day morning, and then at 12 noon, we have family worship. Our Brother McKee will be bringing God's precious word, and at 7 o'clock, we have the Old Time Gospel evening service. That's next Lord's Day, the 13th of July, and I'll be ministering God's word next Lord's Day evening. So pray for us as we would take part next Lord's Day in the Lord's house. Do come and join us. I trust indeed you have also a blessed and happy 12th of July, and that may the Lord make it a peaceful one in our Saviour's name. I would like to mention also the missionary requests, the Reverend Paul Thapa and also the Reverend and Mrs. Wesley Graham in Nepal, and also the work of the Lord in our church there in the Isle of Man. Pray that God will bless there in that work. Those are the issues for prayer this week. We'd like, on your behalf, on behalf of the elders of our congregation, we'd like to extend sympathy to many families that have been bereaved in this week that has passed. We do think of the Wilson family and the passing of their loved one and the accident outside the town. We pray that God will indeed comfort and sustain them and be with them. We think of the Keatley family and also the Bowden family and the passing of their loved one too, in an accident in Belfast, and we pray that God will comfort and sustain these families. We think of the Crossett family who buried their loved one, and also the Weir family. Pray that God will bless these family circles, even as they had the funeral service for their loved one this afternoon. We think of the Church family. We pray that God will bless Tommy and the rest of his family in the passing of his niece, that the Lord will comfort them. We think of the Tom family. We pray that God will indeed also comfort them in the sudden passing of their loved one. And we'd also like to thank you for your prayers for Anne and Kenneth and the rest of the family circle in the sudden passing of Irene. And we pray that God will comfort the McKnight family at this time. I think those are all the announcements we are going to make, but we're going to have the opportunity. Just wait. because we can't have the offering without the speech. And there's a speech going to be given to us. We're going to call a young man to come up now, and Jonathan Brown is going to give us a recitation of the collection speech. Listen very carefully, because what you're going to give, you're going to double it after he's finished in his collection speech. And so therefore, Jonathan, the Lord undertake. And we deeply appreciate these young men and women reciting, because remember, I think there's about 12 verses here that he has got to leave with you. So listen carefully, and may the Lord touch your heart, and then the Lord touch your pocket. Amen.
On behalf of our Sabbath school, I welcome you here, knowing many have joined with us year after year. But if it's the first time for your family to come, I trust you'll be blessed and feel much at home. For our Children's Day up at Calvary Free is special to us, and I'm sure you'll agree that we've practiced so hard to deliver to you the story of Jesus, the one faithful and true. The boys and the girls of our Sabbath school here are taught every Sunday a message that's clear. We open our Bibles and read about him who died on the cross to cleanse us from sin. Our teachers are careful, God's story to tell. They point us to Jesus, who saves souls from hell. They talk about heaven and the mountains above, and how Jesus is the way, what a story of love. In July of each year, we have our Children's Day, and so we get ready for our parts we must play. The smallest, the tallest, and all in between must be ready to practice. Oh boy, are we keen. Now clear out your throat and open your mouth. Speak slowly and clearly, but you don't have to shout. Let mothers and fathers and older folks too know that Jesus is Savior and his work they must do. The girls and our boys of the Sabbath school here look so spotless and clean. The girls with their bows as the boys brightly beam. But it's not us that matter. Get your eyes on the Lord, who alone can save sinners, as revealed in his word. I'm sure when the little ones stood up to sing, mums and dads were so proud as their voices did ring. But we want to be clear with our prayers and our praise that the Lord will be honoured throughout all of our days. Now it's time to announce the collectors are here. Take off your money, let it go and don't fear. You're investing in children, the leaders to come. Let's give our tithes gladly. Let's make it a good one. The boys are just bursting to run down the aisle, the plates in their hands, on their faces a smile. Don't disappoint them, fill their plates with notes too, and I know that the Lord will bring blessings to you. The Lord has been so good to us all up at the hill. We love to serve Jesus, and it brings us a thrill to see pensioners and babies and children like me receive riches from heaven here at Calvary Free. Perhaps there is one here on this Children's Day who's a stranger to Jesus, but you too can say, Lord, save me and cleanse me from all of my sin. And this day will be special. All the glory to him.
Now, I know I wrote the poem, but he didn't need to have to look at me whenever it came to that special word. Right, now we're going to have the offering hymn, and our brother McKee will lead us in our offering praise.
Our offering hymn is 687, 687, There's a Friend for Little Children, Above the Bright Blue Sky, and we'll remain seated as you're waited upon for your offering.
Oh,
Sunday by Sunday, the teachers open the scriptures and they teach the boys and girls the stories of Jesus. And we're going to have one of our young ladies come to sing to us now, "Tell Me the Stories of Jesus." Listen carefully as Abigail Wenlock ministers to us in song. Tell me the stories of Jesus. May God write them ever upon our hearts.
Tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside, tales of the sea, stories
Jesus, that I love to hear. Thank you, Abigail, for ministering to us in song. Now the boys and girls are going to sing for us again some of their choruses. I am special, loved, accepted, and forgiven. I am the apple of God's eye. Change my heart, O God, and may my life be a thank you. May the Lord bless you as you minister to us in song. Let's hear you sing.
Special love, protected, and I know deep in
we want to thank the Lord indeed for the boys and girls and the blessing that they are to our hearts. May my life be a thank you, O God, to you. And now we're going to have a recitation alone with my Bible. Naomi McBride and Leah Clemens are going to recite for us now. And how important it is to get alone with God, to let the Lord take of his precious word, to read his word, to hear him speak, to hear his voice speaking to our hearts. And so listen very carefully as these two young ladies would just recite for us, "Alone with my Bible."
Alone with my Bible. Alone with my Bible, how meet to prepare for the conflicts of life by a season of prayer. My spirit shall rise every hindrance above, and I bathe with delight in God's ocean of love. Alone with my Bible, alone with my God, as I trace out the steps that my Saviour has trod. The light of His Spirit here beams in my soul as I seek to press on to the heavenly goal. Alone with my Bible, what glory divine on the page of the Gospels doth ceaselessly shine. How oft in my ear do the promises ring, confirming my trust in my Saviour and King. Alone with my Bible, here too may I learn with wisdom the teaching of truth to discern. A conscience illumined with light from on high will guard from the snares that around us may lie.
Alone with my Bible, thus may I draw near to the footstool of grace with no rising of fear. The Saviour who died to redeem me from sin, my heart by His Spirit will quicken within. Alone with my Bible, here heaven I view, the hope of whose glory my strength shall renew. The waters of life that here ceaselessly flow, my spirit refresh as no fountain below. Alone with my Bible, no friend here I need to open the meaning of truths that I read. For Jesus is near with instruction unblot, and truly He teaches as never man taught. Alone with my Bible, what mercies untold these pages of God's inspiration unfold. With blessings unnumbered, a limitless store, with God and my Bible, my cup runneth o'er.
And may God give us that love for just being alone with God around His precious and His holy word. As the old prophet said to Samuel, say to him, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." May the Lord speak to us as we open the scriptures day by day. Before God's servant brings us the precious word of the Lord tonight, we're going to ask a senior group to come, and they're going to sing for us "Meekness and Majesty." We think about the wonder of our Savior. The scriptures tell us to consider Him, and how important it is for us to get our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ, off the things of this world. It's so easy to get caught up with the things and the busyness of life and of this world, and miss out with the Lord. How important it is to just consider His meekness and His majesty, His manhood, His deity.
The man who is God.
much indeed. Now we're delighted that God's servant has come to be with us this evening. I'm going to ask Reverend Thompson to open to us the scriptures, and I pray that God will speak to each and every one of our hearts, as I know that the Lord will bring his word to our hearts this evening. Brother Thompson.
Okay, thank you, Brother. Thank you. Well, once again, can I congratulate you all on your very hard performance tonight, and you have really worked hard today, and I'm sure you're tired, because as I was looking around the gallery and heads that I could see at the back, you could see the odd yawn, and as an indication of just how warm it is. And Reverend McCrae gets something maybe right tonight. When a preacher holds a pulpit, that's generally when he's nervous. So that's why I hold the pulpit, because nerves get the better of you. But we hope tonight that the Lord will come down and bless us this evening as we close off our Sunday school year with you in Macrofelt and our Children's Day. And we thank you for your support today in the meetings. It's good to see visitors out. And though you're all strangers, well, not all strangers, some of you are strangers to me. But it's good to hear people saying there's people coming in under the sound of God's word. It has been a joy, I say, to be with you. And we pray that God's word will remain long after I leave the pulpit tonight. My thoughts tonight are turning in God's word to the book of Romans, chapter 10. The book of Romans, chapter 10. I want to thank you in Macrofelt for your hospitality today as well. My wife always feels very comfortable when she comes back to her native county. I have to be careful what I call it. You can often say you can take the woman out of Londonderry, but you can't take the Londonderry out of the woman. If you took the London, you'd be really in trouble, because you'd be left with Derry, and you never say Derry to a current Londonderry woman. But it has been joy for us to be here today. So children, if you have a copy of God's word, look on with me, teenagers. And if you're old enough to read the scriptures, please do follow, because this is so important, the message that we want to look at tonight. Romans chapter 10 and the verse 11. I'm going to read what we have before us in the authorized version. Then I want to give you a paraphrase of this scripture. It says in verse 11, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Well, let's read the verse. "For the scripture saith," or the Bible says, "that whoever believeth on Jesus Christ shall not be disappointed." Shall not be disappointed. That's what the word ashamed means. If you want to turn back in Romans 5 and the verse 5, there's another verse that we read, and it says, "And hope maketh not ashamed," or "hope does not lead to disappointment." That's what the word ashamed means in our authorized version. So I want just to bow our heads with me, please, while we ask the Lord to be with us tonight in this part of our meeting. Father in heaven, we thank thee for this privilege of being with these children and people today, and we pray, O God, that thou would bless us now as we turn our thoughts and our hearts to the scriptures. We pray that thou would have a word for everyone, and that tonight faith truly would bring salvation through the word of God to the lives of even little children, or mums and dads. We pray that we would know thy help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I was thinking just yesterday that life begins with hope. Isn't that right? And really, life continues in hope. And we die in hope. For example, when we are born, we hope to live long. And in life, we hope to become successful. We maybe hope to make a lot of money. We hope to drive a nice car. We hope maybe to go and visit maybe some of the famous places of this world. So life, you can say, begins in hope, and we live out in hope. But of course, our hopes are founded on earthly things. Isn't that right, mums and dads? And even little children here, as I look at you, maybe you're hoping to go on holiday soon. I was speaking to a little boy yesterday, and I said to his mummy, "Well, are you going on holidays?" And she said, "We had hoped to go on holiday, but there was some mess up with the passports, and the children are absolutely devastated, and they cannot go on their holiday, even though mum and dad had paid for it, because the passport office made a mess. I'm not too sure what happened, but they had hoped to go, but their hopes ended in absolute disappointment." Now, I have a number of children myself. I'll not just say how many, but I have a number of children. And you know something? I've noticed this with even the smallest child, right up to the oldest boy, who's now 11 years of age. And we find that they become very much disappointed. And I was thinking about that today, and I thought, well, people in Macrofield Free Presbyterian Church understand what I'm trying to say. Maybe they'll think, well, children don't get disappointed. It's only adults get disappointed and let down, and we feel we're failures. But, you know, little children, and I'm sure as I look at these small boys and girls at the back here, maybe I would say that maybe you've all experienced disappointment over silly things, maybe. Like going to the ice cream shop and you're disappointed there's no marshmallows left or no red sauce. Is that right? Or maybe it's not getting the invitation in school to a birthday party when your other friends in the class, they've got an invite. And I've heard that in my home, well, I didn't get an invitation to that party. You see, life is filled with disappointments, children. And that's only the beginning of things. We could mention a lot of things because as you get older, and some of the children that the older girls were singing about this tonight, about the Word of God preparing them for all the upsets of life, and that is true, young people. You need the Word of God. We looked at that this morning when we said we must have the Word of God at all times because I was really interested in that song the children sang tonight, Happy Little Children. And sometimes that's the impression we have of all you children, that you're happy all the time. Well, I know that's not true, and your mum and dad knows that's not true. But listen, that song was right because it said, Happy Little Children, and then it asked the question, do you know the reason? Do you know the reason for a happy song? Do you know the reason? And that's the difference, men and women, little boys and girls, because the reason why children can be happy all the time is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And that's who Paul is referring to here because he says in verse number 10 of Romans, or verse 11 of Romans 10, let me read the words again, says, For the scripture saith that whosoever believeth on him shall not be disappointed. Happiness, joy, life in that young person, that little child, that mum and dad, maybe you're home tonight, maybe I'm speaking to mum and dad. You've come tonight to hear your little boy sing or your little girl sing, and in your home tonight there's a lot of disappointment. Maybe in your home tonight there's a lot of letdowns. You've come to this meeting and you're maybe very heavy in your heart and you're thinking, you know, I could really do with staying at home tonight and sorting out the problems for tomorrow or for the problems, maybe it's weighing you down. Maybe that's your condition tonight, adult. Maybe you're worrying about things your children here don't know about tonight. Maybe you teenagers, some of you are changing school and you're worrying about maybe what the new school challenges will bring in September. Maybe you're disappointed you didn't get into the Rainy. Or you didn't get into the school you're looking for. Or the high school. Or maybe you didn't get a place in the primary school, you mums and dads, or the daycare centre, whatever it might be. And you're letting circumstances pull you down. I'm saying, listen to the words of Paul tonight. He says, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be disappointed. Now just for a few moments I want to take a few thoughts with me. There was a very wise man in the Bible called Solomon. And he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. And in one of those chapters, he took a whole list of things, and he says, I want to tell everyone that reads this book that all life is vanity. It's meaningless. The things of this world, in our words. And he began, I'm sure you all know what this is. What's that? It's my wallet. It's a very tight wallet. It's a Ballymena man's wallet, you see. There was £20 in it yesterday, but now there's £5. So a lot of people think money is going to bring them happiness. So they set about their life and they go after money. And Solomon said, I've got all the riches, I've more wealth than any man in this country of Israel. And he says, I want to tell you, it's all meaningless. Read the chapter for yourself. That's what he says. It's all absolutely meaningless. Now, I'm not well up on my iPhones and all these different things, but I'm sure you all know what an iPhone looks like, especially you teenagers. An MP3 player plays music. And some people in life, you know, they go after the music. I'm thinking of a man tonight, now I never met him, I never knew him. I'm thinking of Elvis Presley. You know something, Elvis Presley was asked a question by a young reporter once when he began singing. And she said to him, Mr. Presley, can I ask you one thing? What do you hope to achieve through your music? And he said three things. He says, I want to be wealthy, I want to be famous, and I want to be happy. Years later, that same reporter came back to Elvis Presley, and this is a true story. She said to him, Mr. Presley, you are certainly very rich. You have got lots of money. You're very famous, but are you happy? And he famously replied, and he says, I am wealthy, I am famous, but I am most miserable. I am so miserable. So you see, you can try money, you can try music, you can try all lots of different things. Maybe I brought this from one of, you all know what this is. We all want to be successful, isn't that right? School sports day, we don't want to be coming last, we don't want to come second. We want to come first. So maybe you didn't win one of these this year. This wasn't mine from years ago. Although I did win sports day once. People maybe go about thinking, well, no, I want to win. I want to be a successful sports personality. I want to be successful in a field of sport, maybe football or tennis or something like this. And I'm just giving you simple illustrations, you little children. I'm sure you've been watching the sporting events over the past number of days with the football. I was speaking to a group of teenagers about 3 weeks ago in a little mission hall. And it was a bit of a youth club type thing, and they were watching the England football match. And of course, I can get beat. And I remember looking at the faces of many of those young people who follow football. And I remember looking at the footballers' faces on the field, watching Steven Gerrard and those men walking off the football field with their heads bowed down, so much hinged on a game of sport. And I remember preaching to those young people that night, just for a few, not for very long, and I remember saying to them, you know, about disappointment in life. And all our disappointments, young people, with sport, with success, with money, with music, with our careers, you know what, all means absolutely nothing. My brother-in-law has some family who live in Liverpool, in England. And a few months ago, well, it's maybe a bit more. About a year ago, I was speaking to some of his family members who go to the church, a particular church in Liverpool. It's a very interesting story for all you young people who love sport and particularly love Liverpool Football Club like me. And his pastor is actually the chaplain to Liverpool Football Club. I remember him telling me this story once about a number of years ago. I think the year was 2001, and he said there was a call came through to the church one day that the pastor was to go to a certain hospital because the manager of the football club at that particular time had been rushed into hospital with a heart problem, and he was facing major surgery. That was Gerard Houllier, the manager of Liverpool Football Club. And that evangelical pastor who knows and loves the Lord went that day to the football side of the footballers, the manager in the bedroom or in the hospital, and he told them he needed to be saved. A few weeks later, he got the opportunity. The phone rang, and he says, "I want you to be down at the football training ground, Melwood Park, in Liverpool. And I want you to tell." This was the manager. He says, "I want you to tell all these footballers what you told me in the hospital." Is that a wonderful opportunity? And that pastor told his congregation, and I heard the story from my brother-in-law's relation who's in that church, how he said that when he looked at those men in their eyes, men who had millions of pounds, and yet their eyes, he said, were filled with emptiness. You see, young people, life is filled with disappointment. And it's filled with emptiness because none of these things can fill a void in your life. We said this morning that God, that there is a void in your life, that the law of God shows you there's a gap in your life that needs to be filled, and only Jesus Christ can fill that void. There is an emptiness. You know, in the city of Belfast where I minister, my pastor in East Belfast, it often amazes me sometimes when I look at teenagers, especially teenagers, and they send you messages on Facebook and all these different things. I'm bored tonight. Nothing to do. Nobody, is anyone coming out tonight? And you're going, young people, how can they be bored? And yet, it's symptomatic, and it tells us that little children and teenagers and young people, their life is empty if they don't have Christ. And you know something, in this Children's Day, I want you to take this message away with you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, that your life is empty, and you need Jesus Christ. Because if you don't have Jesus Christ, and I say this to your adults as well, if you do not have the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, you'll be filled with disappointment after disappointment because you're trying to fill it with the things of this world. I'm thinking about holidays. You know, all I've been hearing from my friends is, we're going on holidays. And I'm thinking, well, I'm working the whole of July. Well, supposed to be anyway. I'm sure it will be. And yet, you know, when you go on holidays and you take a week in the sun or a couple of weeks or maybe, I'm not sure what these brethren behind me do, maybe it's a month or, but they go away for a month to the United States or some of these places to Spain. And you begin after the third day thinking, boy, I could just put up with this the rest of my life. I'd love to do this forever. This would be great. It's not right. You go on holidays. You think young people, maybe the boys at the back especially, would say, no more school. I'd just lie in the sun and eat ice cream and drink 7-Up and that would just be wonderful. Have you ever wondered how many footballers and sports stars and music stars, you think about this, and they say after they've made their millions, I'm going to retire. And then after about a year, they're saying, we're coming out of retirement. Do you know why? Because it's boring. It's empty. It doesn't give any satisfaction. And it's the same with us. Do not be deceived tonight, young people, children, or parents. Do not be deceived into thinking that if I had the things of this world, well, then I would be the happiest person and I would not have to look for anything more. I would be so satisfied. I'm afraid not. Life is filled with disappointment, emptiness. Can I just leave two brief points with you and I'm just going to mention them? Life is not only filled with emptiness, young children, but listen to this. Children have some fears too, haven't you? I'm not sure. I'm sure there are children here who are starting secondary school in September and you're maybe thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm a bit worried about it. I can assure you, you're not half as worried as your mum is. She's worrying about the bus. She's worrying about the people you're going to meet, whether you're going to fit in, all those things. But you little children, maybe you've got fears as well. Can I say something? Jesus Christ, when he fills the emptiness, he takes away the fear. And thirdly and finally, something else he does. He takes away the sense of loneliness. He takes away the sense of abandonment. I worked with a young man in Belfast. We got a phone call one night that his father had been murdered on the Craig estate about 2 years ago. It was a young man who gave me a lot of problems in our youth fellowship. I had to put him out one night, and then he came back and said, sorry, and I put him out again. I said, look, just don't come back. You just destroy everything you come into contact with. Now, it takes a long time for me to do that, but that young boy was problems. My deacon came to me one night, and he says, did you hear the news about Connor's dad? I says, no. I says, I heard something had happened, but he told me what had happened. I remember going round to that home that night after the prayer meeting with one of my deacons, and we sat down. And I have to say, young people and children, I never found it as hard to pray in a home in my life. A home that had experienced a horrendous tragedy. And the TV was on. There was alcohol. There was all these different things just trying to fill the sense of I'm not going through this alone. And yet the reality is, I remember meeting that young lad about a year afterwards in the estate, and I remember talking to him, and I said to him, Connor, Jesus Christ can take your life and do something with it. I'm praying for that young man, but maybe there's a young man in Macrofield Free Presbyterian Church, and you belong to a Christian home. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, I can't wait to get out into the world. My mum and dad are wrong. My Sunday school teacher, they go on every week about the world not giving me pleasure and happiness. Well, they're wrong. I can't wait to get my new mini one. I can't wait to make money. I can't wait to make it famous in the music world. Or I can't wait to be a famous sports star and win all the prizes and trophies and I'll show them. No, you won't. No, you won't. Can I just say for your encouragement, Jesus Christ meets the needs of all those things, the fear, the loneliness, the abandonment, the emptiness. I trust tonight as you've listened to me that God will even bless these few thoughts. I thank you for your attention today, but I pray you will consider Christ and come to him by faith and receive him. You will not be disappointed. There's an old hymn, I know it's your pastor's favorite or one of them. He is not a disappointment. There's a friend, Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He will never desert you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our fears and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. May the Lord bless you here. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Thompson, for being God's word. And of course, the greatest need is the Lord Jesus. But thank God those who call upon him in that same chapter, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank God it's good to be saved, to know that your sins are under the blood. But I'm going to call upon Rachel McBride to bring the ministry of our young people to you tonight and close, asking the question, what is your answer to him? What's your answer today?
To the dear Savior who calls to your heart, what is your answer today? Peace he is waiting to you to impart. Will you then turn him away? What is your answer to Jesus' call? Will you accept him and give him your all? Peace he will give you, gladly receive you. What is your answer today? You may not stand at eternity's door. What is your answer today? Will you refuse and reject as before, turning the Savior away? What is your answer to Jesus' call? Will you accept him and give him your all? Peace he will give you, gladly receive you. What is your answer today? What is your answer to Jesus' call? Will you accept him and give him your all? Peace he will give you, gladly receive you. What is your answer today? What is your answer today?
What a question. What is your answer today? And everyone must give an answer to the Lord. If you're saved, thank God you can tell the Lord afresh tonight that you want to serve him, and then go out and serve him with all your heart. If you're not saved tonight, then I beg you in God's name, call upon the Savior. Thank God he'll save you. You will do something with Jesus. You will do something tonight. You will accept or you will reject, but you will do something tonight. What is your answer today? Before we sing our final hymn to allow the boys and girls to make our way across over to the complex, can I just mention, remember also the Vacation Bible School that commences on the Tuesday the 15th of July for 6 Tuesdays during the summertime. Do please remember that and pray for it, and send the boys and girls along to the Vacation Bible School during the summertime. And we know that much preparation has been made for that. And I trust indeed you remember also the 5-day clubs as well. I'm going to ask our brother Roy to come just and say a few words just as we bring, and then we'll sing our final hymn together tonight.
Well, it's been a great Children's Day. The Lord has been very good to us. I want to say a few words of thanks publicly to those that have made it all possible by their faithfulness and commitment. I want to say, first of all, a sincere word of thanks to the minister and session of the church for entrusting me with the responsibility of Children's Day. Great privilege and a great honour to work for the Lord. And, you know, it's great to have a team of workers that are willing, that are committed, and that are faithful to the Lord. And that makes Children's Day and my job so much the easier. I want to thank our brother, Reverend Thompson, for coming today, and also his good wife and family. We thank them for coming. Thank our brother for the word that he brought, the challenge to all our hearts. But first of all, I want to really give praise and glory to the Saviour. He who we have been worshipping, and all our efforts and all our enthusiasm is to glorify the Lord. And for all the Lord hath done, we never will cease to praise him. I want to thank the parents of our boys and girls for giving us the privilege each Lord's Day of teaching God's precious word to your children. And a special thanks to those parents who helped us out in particular each Tuesday night in June and brought their children along and gave us the opportunity to work with them and to practice. Also, I want to say a very sincere word of thanks to all the teachers. I mean all the teachers that have helped us down through the year, and also our bus drivers and those that help on the buses, and all those who play a vital role in the work of the Sabbath School. You know, it's just not me. We have a great team of workers, all doing various tasks, but all doing them for the honour and for the glory of the Lord. And I want to thank them publicly tonight as a superintendent. I want to thank especially our sister Valerie, Sally and Kathleen for their commitment and faithfulness. And preparing the boys and girls. You know, they work very hard. And it's their work. And they put a lot of work and effort into it. And I want to thank them. And of course, finally, I want to thank our boys and girls. I want to thank them for their practice and for their upheaval and us sorting them out and putting them into different positions and working with them. I just want to thank you, boys and girls. It's been my privilege. You know, in front of a large audience like this, it takes so much courage to get up and recite from memory or to sing, and I pay tribute to our young children who have done this today and done it so well and done it willingly. I'm sure, like me, your heart has been touched, and not only touched, but blessed. We're having a short break. We will return, God willing, on the 7th of September back into our Sabbath School program, and then we go straight into our examination. Boys and girls, I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. You'll have a 2-month break, and then after we come back on the 7th of September, we will then prepare for examination. But I just want to say, continue to pray for us in the Sabbath School. It is a great work, but it's a very important work. This is our future. This is our congregation of tomorrow, and our teachers and workers, and as our minister said, maybe preachers of the word, and we look forward to that. So I thank you all for coming today and making this a really special day in the service of the Lord. Amen.
Very much indeed, Roy, and I certainly concur with all those remarks of thanks to all those that helped. Could I ask, please, the elders of the congregation just to wait for for a few moments in the minister's room after the meeting this evening. The boys and girls are going to go across. We're going to stand to sing together to allow them to do that. 701, come to the Saviour. Make no delay. He and his word, he has shown us the way. 701 would stand to sing it, let the boys and girls make their way over to the complex, and then parents, you can wait for that little while just to allow them to be able to come back to you again, or you collect them over in the complex. 701 would stand to sing. Let's stand to sing, and let's sing it with all our hearts, please. Jesus Christ and the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with us not only tonight, but every day that dawns and every night that falls, until Jesus comes or calls, and then the redeemed of God will gather home forever to the feet of Jesus. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.